Random House Audio presents The Paris Vendetta by Steve Berry. Read for you by Scott Brick. Money has no motherland. Financiers are without patriotism and without decency. Their sole object is gain. Napoleon Bonaparte. History records that the money changers have used every form of abuse, intrigue, deceit, and violent means possible to maintain their control over governments. James Madison. Let me issue and control a nation's money, and I care not who writes the laws. Meyer Amschel Rothschild. Prologue. Giza Plateau, Egypt. August, 1799. General Napoleon Bonaparte dismounted from his horse and stared up at the pyramid. Two more lay in succession nearby, but this was the grandest of the three. What a mighty prize his conquest had yielded. The ride south yesterday from Cairo through fields bordering muddy irrigation canals and the quick trek across wind-blown sand had been uneventful. 200 armed men had accompanied him, as it was foolhardy to venture this far out into Egypt alone. He'd left his contingent a mile away, camped for the night. The day had been another arid scorcher, and he'd intentionally waited until sunset before visiting. He'd arrived ashore near Alexandria 15 months ago with 34,000 men, 1,000 guns, 700 horses, and 100,000 rounds of ammunition. He'd quickly advanced south and taken the capital, Cairo, his aim being to disorganize any resistance.